This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn in studio with us. He was over there today.
My daughter had St. Francis in the Final Four just to like to do
no
that.
No way.
Just as a joke.
That's a Mrs. Football move right there, Don.
But if
my
she
mom
been
went
right.
to Bobby Moe, she might have them going on a run.
I didn't know that about your mom.
Yeah. Edinburgh, then Bobby Moe. She entered that transfer portal.
How was the NIL, Donnie?
Oh, she got big bucks from Bobby Moe.
That was back when it was Robert Morris College, probably.
What is Jeff Hathorn's Final Four? Has he made one yet?
I've done a couple. I think it's
you're not one of these guys that has multiple brackets,
are
you?
I did two in our thing. And I think it's like Houston, Duke, St. John's, and I'm trying to think.
So you're not as bold as Jay Billis, who picked every game in the tournament and came up with the Elite Eight, all ones versus twos in the Final Four ones.
Now, I really thought Clemson, it's just that they see Houston in the Sweet 16. I love Houston's defense. I like the way they play.
Houston's a Jamie Dixon team on steroids, basically, in every way.
Yes.
Better, just every guy on that team looks like they're 32 years old with like a mortgage, 3 kids, and the 40 minutes they get on the court is a respite.
There's a part of me that enjoys when all the insiders get on one team and then they lose in the first round.
You know who I want to see make a run just because I would win a couple $100 because I made a dumb bet on them to three-peat as UConn? And I actually think like if they ever just decided, hey, for 40 minutes we're going to play defense, they can beat anybody in this tournament. But they don't really like to do that.
Some breaking news involving a former Steeler. We'll get to that in a second. But first, what Jeremy Fowler, who keeps promising that he's going to come on the show, and we haven't been able to find a time that works. Now that he's the next Adam Schefter, he's a little bit more.
He's a huge basketball dude, so he's probably.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he
went to Florida, I think.
When we would play, you know, at camp, like he was.
He'd
like
get after
four.
It.
He'd get after it.
I think these
not like Rob King get after it, but he'd get after it.
I heard Rob King took those games like they were Final Four games.
I'm telling you, it's like he was trying out for the high school team.
Man, I'd love to see him go toe to toe with Starkey then, because Starkey's another hustler in those games. He's running down every loose ball.
If King doesn't want Starkey,
he's destroying him.
If it's in a 5-on-5 setting, if King doesn't want Starkey to get a shot off, he's not getting a shot off.
He's a really good athlete. I mean, he was quarterback of Washington.
My whole point about Starkey is always, if Joe can get his shot off, he's going to get buckets. But if Joe's got to run off like 10 screens. It's like one of those kids from a low major. It's like he's catching the ball 30 feet away and heaving it.
Anyways, so Fowler saying on NFL Live just a moment ago that the Giants are getting impatient regarding this Aaron Rodgers saga. Here's why that's interesting. If the Giants went out and did sign, say, Russell Wilson, then Aaron Rodgers would really only be down to one team. And I think as long as he has options open, he feels like he can kind of dictate things and play the field. Whenever one of those options dry up, I wonder if he panics somewhat and just says, well, I don't know if the Vikings are going to come back around. I don't know if another starting quarterback is going to get injured. I might as well go with the sure thing, which is this team and the money they're offering me right now.
For a normal human, I would agree. But Aaron seems like that guy, oh, everybody's going to think I'm going to panic and do this, so I'm going to wait till May.
Is that how you feel right now that this is going to be?
No, listen, there are things I know about certain players. I know nothing about Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what he's thinking. I'm not going to sit here and try to fool anybody.
But how does that affect the way the Steelers are trying to conduct business?
They're going to be, just like they were with Brandon, they're going to be patient. They're going to sit and wait.
Well, how did that go with Ayuk?
It was on the goal line. They just got stuffed.
They had a chance.
First and goal. Four straight times.
And then we had to hear about how Van Jefferson was intriguing.
Here's the thing. In August or in September when the season opens, if Aaron's the quarterback and he's playing well, is anybody really going to care about what's happening right now?
No, but things have to be set up, I think, a certain way for a 41-year-old quarterback to succeed and do well here. And him waiting until 2 weeks before the season starts to make up his mind, I don't think is really putting him in position to play well here.
Do you think Aaron is going to really change the Steelers? Are they going to change their offense to cater to him?
Yes.
Is that the big hang-up right now?
I think Mike Tomlin, if they get him, would tell Arthur Smith, you do what that
guy
wants to do.
Jeff, you don't think they will? I think Aaron's going to do what Aaron wants.
Ben did for a little bit. I will say that. But do you think he's going to come in and they're going to change everything?
I do. Especially if they've waited this long for him, like a sad puppy. Yes. Because he's smart, Rodgers. Very smart.
And
he's going to know I can get whatever I want out of them. They've been sitting here waiting for me the whole time. He's not going to come in like a shrinking violet, I would think, and be like, whatever you guys need me to do. He's going to say, we're going to do this, 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 and this.
And if they
By the way, you're signing Randall Cobb.
And if they think they're getting something different than Aaron Rodgers for the first 15 years or first 18 years of his career, well, then that's super naive. And then that's like shame on you situation or shame on me situation, I mean. Like, you're trying to talk yourself into Aaron Rodgers comes here and we get him to play by our rules? He's never done that. So, do you actually think he's going to be here at the end of the day now that the Vikings are out?
I hate to be this. I don't know. I don't have a sense. I mean, the
Steelers
like to go are just
take
sitting.
Some ayahuasca
and I just and I talked to
it?
Somebody today and they're just like, we're waiting.
All right, what's your reaction to that story that you see on the TV screen in here right now? Milroe, Tomlin dinner.
You take care of all your options. You look at all your options. If Milroe's there in the third round, maybe that's an option.
What's more likely, Milroe in the third round, or they actually pull the trigger on Dart in the first? If he's there.
Milroe in the third.
So do I. I think the same thing.
Man, if they go D-line in the first and then they just use their next pick, unless they trade Pickens between now and then.
I think there is a Casey Hampton in that first round.
But I'm saying like if they...
Who, the kid from Michigan?
Yeah.
The idea...
Oh my God, that's awfully big of you to say that.
Grant?
I know. Grant is...
Yeah, I just...
I think he's a hell of a player.
If they take a D-lineman, they don't trade Pickens to get like a second maybe back somehow or even another third, and their next pick is an obvious project quarterback. It just...
Their solution...
Like what the hell are they doing? Anything.
Their solution at defensive tackle seems to be quantity over quality. Let's just sign a new guy every day and hope that we can do it by committee.
Are they going to surgically attach all the best parts of these players and make a Voltron out of bums?
And that's the thing. That doesn't mean that they're not drafting D-line either, because all these guys are 1 years and none of them are making anything that's of significance.
All right.
What do you think of Michael Irvin's like acid-washed camouflage Canadian tuxedo he's wearing? Is that what that looks like to you, Pony? It looks like acid-washed denim.
I don't know if there's different shades to it or if it's just the way the light is reflecting off it right
now. I think it's like a camo pattern. It's one of the most audacious pieces of attire I've ever seen.
Man, every time he's come on with us, he's been tremendous.
He
always brings it, man.
He really has.
He gets very fired up and wound up in a good way.
I have a quick question for you guys. What do you think of Whaley saying that the Steelers are nailing it in free agency and that they're set? They can pick anybody in the draft because they have their needs.
I like Doug a lot. I saw that on our Twitter page and on the website. I saw that. I like Doug. Doug has forgotten more about how to run a team than I'll ever know. I think that is wildly off base.
See, I thought you were going to say Doug thinks they're whaling it because they're secretly trying to build a team that's not very good to help themselves in the draft next year. Because I've heard him allude to
Wait, you just
that
said
line.
They're whaling it, not nailing it?
Yes.
What is going on with you today?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Whaling it?
Yeah. He's Doug Whaley.
I got where he was going.
Okay, I'll retract my statement here.
Byron Leftwich is now the offensive coordinator at Colorado.
Wow.
Why did he never get a sniff from the Steelers?
There's something there, and I could never get a firm answer, but there's just something that happened at that ending that there that it just wasn't going to mesh back together.
I mean, he was very close to becoming a head coach in the NFL, and it sounds like if Jacksonville's GM wasn't an incompetent boob, he would have been their head coach a few years ago.
But he was Trent Baalke at the time, and he was and remains an incompetent
boob. Will Jordy Nelson then be an assistant coach if Aaron comes in?
Who is it like the Donnie, think of a hilarious player on those Packers offenses from like 2009, 2010 that could become.
Oh, Kuhn's a really good one. He's from Chippensburg.
They, how old is John Kuhn right now? Like 39, probably.
You know who Starkey would say? The ex-Buffalo Bull, James Starks.
Yeah, you're exactly.
I took James Starks and Drew Willey, and we almost won
and
a national
title. And we barnstormed to the national title, beating Ohio State in the horseshoe in the snow.
What if it is the actual JerMichael Finley?
Oh. Kuhn would be great. He'd be the fullbacks coach for no fullbacks.
They just let it be. You kidding me, Jeff? People here would just be like, suit him back up. He's ready to play, right?